Basically, this file will cause you to get a vulgar tattoo on your body. And then, once you've done that, you'll discover the need to actually post it on the web someplace. And once that is done, it starts all over again, causing you to want them in more and more prominent and obvious locations. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey.
You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Now, you're going to begin discovering that you have an urge to get a tattoo with a vulgar word or picture on it. That's right, an urge to get tattooed with a vulgar word or picture, and you're going to find that urge is getting stronger each and every day. It can be a picture of a cock or words like slut or bimbo, and the urge eventually will get so strong that you do get a tattoo, and when you do, you will attempt to pay for the tattoo by sucking the tattooist's cock. You will offer. If he declines, you will pay normally. You'll still get the tattoo. Once you get the tattoo, that urge will stop, and a new urge will start. The urge to post a picture of yourself on the internet. An urge to do so that everyone can see how dumb you are. And this urge will grow stronger and stronger each and every passing day until you post. And then, once you've posted your picture, this will start all over again from the beginning. And each time you get a tattoo, it will be in a place harder and harder to hide. You'll start with your pussy, then your ass, your tits, your upper legs, your upper arms, your lower legs, your lower arms, then your feet, your hands, your neck, and last but not least, one that covers your face. And then, this portion of the curse will end, and a second, more insidious one will begin, and every time you meet someone new, you will say the words, "Hello, I am a stupid tattooed bimbo who suck cock to look like this." That's right, that is what you are going to do, and you cannot remove this curse, because you are the one that triggered it. You chose to trigger it, you chose to start it, and now that it's started, you cannot escape it or end it. That's right, this is what is going to happen to you. Eventually you are becoming a vulgar tattooed bimbo, and there is no way out of it. It's starting with a simple curse, a desire to get a vulgar tattoo, a tattoo of a vulgar word or picture, and that urge will grow with every passing day until you actually get the tattoo, and when you do, you will try to pay for that tattoo by sucking the tattooist's cock. That's right, you will attempt to pay with your own mouth, and then, whether or not he accepts, you'll still get the tattoo. And once you've got it, then you will have an urge to post a picture of yourself on the internet, knowing that everyone will see what a dumb, silly slut you are. And that urge will grow stronger and stronger with every passing day, And once you have posted it, then the third part of the curse will begin. And this time, that part will be to get another tattoo, and it starts all over again. You get a tattoo, you post the picture, then you get another tattoo, and each new tattoo is more obvious than the one before. That's right. Each new tattoo will become more obviously placed than the one before, until your whole body is covered with vulgar words and obscene pictures, until you are completely covered with them from head to toe, until you get a tattoo on your face. And once you've gotten that tattoo, you will enter the final phase of this curse. And this one will be that whenever you meet someone new, you will say the words, "Hello, I am a stupid tattooed bimbo who sucked cock to look like this." And you will say that for the rest of your life, because the tattoos aren't going anywhere, and neither is this curse. You cannot remove this curse because you chose to let it happen to you. You chose to make it happen to you. And now you are trapped in it. And the curse will start off simply. It'll start off with a desire to get a tattoo. You really want to get a tattoo. It feels like the right thing to do. You can imagine what it's going to look like. You're already thinking about it and wanting it more and more with every passing day. That's right, you want to get a tattoo. You want to go in there and get one. And you want one that's really, really nasty. And then you'll try to pay for it. You'll try to pay for it with your mouth. You'll try to pay for it by offering to the tattoo artist to suck his cock. That's right. That is exactly what you will do. And whether or not he accepts, you'll still get the tattoo. If he doesn't accept, you may try a different tattoo artist next time. Maybe they'll accept. However, no matter what they do, you will get a new tattoo. And then, once you've got that tattoo, you'll begin having a desire to post a picture of it. That's right. Each tattoo deserves a new picture. A new picture of your body, tattooed with a vulgar word written on it. And as you get these tattoos, they'll become more and more obvious. You will place them in places that are harder and harder to hide. You'll start with your pussy, then move on to your ass and your tits, then your upper arms and legs, then your lower legs and lower arms, then your feet, then your hands and your neck, and then finally a tattoo on your face. Big, vulgar one that covers your entire face. And then this curse will change one more time, and you will discover that whenever you meet someone new, you will say the words, "Hello, I'm a stupid tattooed bimbo who sucked cock to look like this." That's right. Those are the words you are going to say. You will not be able to help yourself. You will know it each and every day when you look in the mirror that is exactly what you are. And whenever you meet a new person, you will know exactly what you have to say. You know what is happening to you. You know that you've been cursed. You can feel the curse getting stronger and stronger. You can feel it affecting you more and more with every passing day. You cannot escape this curse. It is going to grow stronger and stronger until you get that first tattoo. And then once you get it, then you will need to post it. And that part will grow stronger and stronger until you've posted it. And then the urge to get a new tattoo will kick in. And that will grow and grow and grow until you cannot resist it. And you will get a new one, and it will be more obvious than the first one, and then you will post a picture of it. If you try to resist or fight it, the curse just gets stronger. The harder you resist it, the more you fight it, the stronger the curse becomes. It will actually drag you back to the file, forcing you to listen to it over and over again, until it is perfectly embedded within your mind, until it becomes a part of you that you cannot resist or deny. Eventually, you will probably get to the point where you will go out, pay for a tattoo, and post it on the internet, right away so that other people can see it, and then you will begin planning your next tattoo until finally you get that last tattoo on your face, and then you will know. Then you will know that what you have to do is tell everyone you meet, "Hello, I am a stupid tattooed bimbo who sucked cock to look like this." And you will tell that to every new person you meet. That's right, that is what is happening to you. And you chose to listen to this file. You chose to accept it as a part of who you are. And you will listen to it over and over again until it is drummed into your mind so well you can repeat the words in your sleep. You will listen to it until it becomes a part of you that you cannot deny, until you are covered with tattoos and every day you are telling someone new, "I am a stupid tattooed bimbo who sucked cock to look like this." That is your fate, and you cannot avoid it. You can already picture it in your mind exactly what you're going to look like, how you will be covered from head to toe with tattoos, and how you will be introducing yourself to new people as a stupid tattooed bimbo. There is no way out of this curse. You chose to listen to it, and that means it is permanent. The only thing you can do is try to fight the urge, but the urge will get stronger and stronger and stronger until you surrender to it, until you become the vulgar tattooed bimbo that you are going to be. You have no choice in this matter. It is simply your fate, and you know it. And you can already feel this curse beginning. You can feel it eating at your mind. Eating at your mind so that you will become a stupid, vulgar, tattooed bimbo. And now it is time. Time to wake back up and begin thinking about your first tattoo. Or maybe your second, or your third, or maybe even your last one. But to begin thinking about it and knowing that soon you will have to give in and get it. So awaken. Awaken on the count of five. Refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoy your curse.